Listen, bro, accurate results come from dedication. I'm just dedicated to this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm dedicated to podcasting. The way I podcast is very fucking different, my nigga. But I'm about to tell you this, though. Like, I don't give a fuck about another nigga opinion unless that shit affect my life. You know what I'm saying? Then I have to speak up. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least I feel like I have to speak up. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm walking to the fucking library. You know what I'm saying? The library. I say library. Suck my dick. I could say library. Library. Hey, man, look. Check it out. I'm that nigga that's gonna show y'all how to be self-sufficient, self-reliant. Didn't I say that shit in my fucking description? All right, then. Another thing is this. I think, what did I say? I said I was gonna invent, fix, manage, and something else with, like, problems or something in your life. I don't know, man. Like, I don't really... Like, I wrote my description for y'all to understand my shit. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the description in my shit, the whole point of my description is to give you an idea of what I'm podcasting about. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily exactly what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It's describing what I'm doing, basically. So listen, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of fucking hot as hell. I mean, I'm wearing black and shit, and it's hot as fuck outside. You know, motherfucker, you ever wore black and it's sunny outside? I mean, you got shorts and you got a shirt on, but you ever wore black? Like, just fuck it. Like, nigga love to wear black. You know what I'm saying? Black socks. Come on, man. Like, that used to be it right there, the black socks and shit. Shit, but like, that's just basic shit, man. Like, however you want to dress yourself, you dress yourself according to however you feel. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's in your wardrobe, you pick it out. You know what I'm saying? And you fuck around and you like what the fuck you wearing. You know what I'm saying? So understand this. There was a point in my life where I had low self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know what the fuck to do. And I was like, shit, what the fuck I'm gonna do? Looking back and forth like, damn, my nigga, you going in circles. But then I noticed something. You know what I'm saying? The more I do the same thing, the more I stay in the same place. You know? So what I do, I practice on making better decisions. You know? So many times where I didn't do things in my life simply just because I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? I avoided shit just because I didn't like it. But understand this. Me as a fucking minor, as a child, as, you know what I'm saying, a 17-year-old, you know what I'm saying, as a teenager, I have my mindset and the way I think, it's not on the level to where, you know what I'm saying, I could correct my mistakes, like, and just be good. Like, my nigga, I still make mistakes on correcting my mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But understand this, I learned from that as well. You know? And I don't want to dwell on shit no more, because I understand what that brings. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me for stuttering and shit like that. I know I can't control that shit, but shit, gotta let y'all know, for the people that don't know, that I stutter and what the fuck really happening with me with the anxiety and shit and the clinical depression and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit is serious, man. You know what I'm saying? Take life seriously. I mean, take life serious sometimes, not all the time. You know what I'm saying? You gotta relax, detox. Listen, I'm superficial when it comes to talking about my vocabulary sometimes, because my nigga, I know how to use the word correctly in a sentence sometimes, but I can't, like, I can't really give you my interpretation about what the definition is accurately, like precisely. I could give you my interpretation and what it means, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not a fucking rocket scientist, my nigga. Don't be expecting me to just know everything, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to help motherfuckers out because most of the time motherfuckers don't even have help. Most of the time motherfuckers don't even have help in their life. Like, accurate results come from dedication. You know what I'm saying? You being devoted to your craft. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you like, bro. You know what I'm saying? For everybody that don't like me, man, understand this. It's a reason why you don't like me. But you gotta understand why you don't like me and either improvise if you care or don't say nothing at all if you don't care. Because this is what I'm gonna tell you. For the people out here that's needy as fuck, like I used to be needy. You know what I'm saying? Always asking for help and shit, needing self-assurance and shit like that. That's back when I depended on my superficial confidence. Not all superficial confidence is bad. Let me tell you why. Because me myself admitting that I'm superficial is enough right there to let you know that I could have superficial confidence, my nigga. Like, that's only when a nigga is weak, though. See, when a nigga's strong and he happy, it's authentic, my nigga. Come on, man. It's authentic. Don't change my words around, motherfucker. I said it exactly how I meant it. I mean, I said exactly what I meant. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Just understand shit, man. Understand what I'm trying to get you to understand. The message, motherfucker. Look. And I don't practice this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way I've been doing this shit, it just been off the top of my head. So you gotta be me to be able to do this shit like me. Even if you was to do this shit, like, talk off the top of your head, you couldn't do it like me. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this. A magician never reveals his secrets. You know what I'm saying? Because he understand that if he reveals his secrets, everybody else could do it exactly like him. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a secret formula. Imagine if they gave everybody, if the fucking formula, like they just showed you how to make a Krabby Patty. Everybody would fucking make a Krabby Patty and they would make it differently, but they would make it fucking better. It wouldn't even be that fucking different. That's what I'm saying. It'd just have a different name. You know what I'm saying? Or they're like, I done seen a fucking burger. Like, this is a whole nother fucking story or a whole nother topic, but my nigga, I done seen a fucking black burger on an advertisement for Burger King. I'm like, what the fuck? Now, a lot of people might say that burger look good as hell. I'm like, man, that shit look weird as fuck. A black burger. You serious? Bitch, that's a publicity stunt, man. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this. I know they probably got black burgers in this world. But shit, you ain't never seen a black Burger King burger, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Well, not where I was around. Not where I was at. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Not where I was reside. A lot of motherfuckers is just hateful, though. And yeah, I'm talking about another topic because I got to keep switching from topics. You know what I'm saying? It's just the topics that I talk about that's interesting. And it's more than interesting as well. It's also informational. It's also advice, which is kind of like the same thing, but just trying to get you the idea of what I'm talking about, my nigga. Yeah, it just sounds like I'm rambling and shit like that, but my nigga, like, you gotta pay attention to shit, bro. Because you could get caught up in what you think you like and what you think you love and fuck around and fuck everything up, my nigga. Like, me starting this podcast and shit, I feel like it's better than the YouTube shit that I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I get to just be myself. And sooner or later, like, I'm a master of this shit. Like, I'm not a master at this shit right now, but I'm working. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on that shit. That's a goal. You know, you got to have goals in life as well. Like, my fucking podcast, Goals in Life. Go watch that shit. I mean, go listen to that shit. Watch, same thing, but... sooner or later, I want to tell y'all something, man. Sooner or later, I might put my fucking podcast on YouTube, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers gonna try to make reaction videos and shit to my shit. Listen, I don't give a fuck about your opinion. I don't give a fuck about your perspective. Alright? But I'm gonna tell you this. I can't say this, though. I ain't gonna say, alright. Motherfucker, alright, I said that I don't give a fuck about your opinion because I disregard criticism. But I observe it as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm being petty or nothing. It's just I'm being straightforward with you, with how I feel. If I don't like something, I'm gonna let you know, my nigga. That's just as real as it gets. You gotta let go of things that you can't really have or you can't really cherish in life. Because, bro, when you love something, you gotta be able to let that shit go. You know what I'm saying? For real. It's hot as fuck, man. I need a smoothie or something, man. For real. Listen, on my other podcast, when I was talking about my parents and me hitting my mom and shit like that, listen, bro, I'm not proud of that shit, man. Like, that shit is a fucking life lesson to learn, you know what I'm saying? God damn it. Control your anger, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck you lashing out and shit like that? But it's like, all right, don't judge my personal life. You know what I'm saying? I may not have that much friends in California. Nah, Louisiana, I got la partners. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the motherfuckers listen to my podcast and like my shit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But shit, don't talk down on my shit. Don't talk bad about my shit. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I mean, you could talk. I mean, your opinion is your opinion, my nigga. Like, I'ma respect your opinion regardless. Except if that motherfucker is, you know what I'm saying? If you just trying to be negative and shit like that, you just trying to be disrespectful, then my nigga, I don't respect that shit. But shit, I respect any other opinion that's just, you know, advice or whatever. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I need that shit. I'm almost to the fucking library, but I'm gonna keep going right now. So listen, my nigga, like, I don't know if I'm gonna go in that bitch. Listen, I ain't going in that bitch with this shit. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be quiet in the fucking library. See, you gotta have integrity, my nigga. Listen, even if these people said it was okay for me to do podcasting, I don't want nobody knowing that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. Just pay attention, bro. So, accurate results come from dedication, my nigga. Be dedicated to what you love. You may not be good at it right now. Okay? God damn it, all these fucking cars. You know what I'm saying? But I know what the fuck I was. I know what I set myself up with. I mean, I know what I set myself up to when I came out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, they gonna have all these background noises, but shit, that's a part of the fucking experience, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You get to listen to a nigga talk and walk in California, Mountain House, California, my nigga. Shit, they got a lot of fucking land out here. And if this was my fucking city, my nigga, I would turn this bitch into paradise. For real. First of all, we need more stores out here. Bro, we need a lot more things out here, bro. We got like a market or some shit, like a little supermarket or not a market, little mini market or whatever. You know, it's expensive as fuck, right? Nah. They got 7-Eleven that could fucking put that shit out of business. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you why. Because that shit cheap as fuck. I mean, the fucking, like, all right, the taxes, like, from the market and shit like that, that shit could add up, my nigga. But when you go to 7-Eleven and shit, they got discounts and shit like that. Thank you, man. Hey. See, people notice my fucking flamboyant shoes. I told you motherfuckers I'm flamboyant. Listen, man, I gotta get my ass across the street. Fuck. Podcaster, man. For real. But the way I'm podcasting is different. I think right now, this is like a solo podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's just me talking. Well, yeah, okay, motherfucker, it is a solo podcast. You know what I'm saying? But my format is different, bro. I create my own format the way I fucking do this shit. Another thing is this. I have problems with my family, my nigga. But I'm not the type of nigga to hold grudges, or you know what I'm saying? If I am prejudiced or whatever, my nigga, like, excuse my ass. Excuse me. It's me being prejudiced based off of experiences that I fucking went through, you know what I'm saying? That make me fucking feel this way. You know what I'm saying? It's not my fault that I feel this way. It's just the circumstances that I was in that affected my life, bro. Now, at this part, bro, this part got a whole fucking water. I don't know what it is, bro. Little water place with, I'm just gonna call it the water place. Look, little water place with, like the water shooting out the ground and shit, and they got children and shit around it. Nah, my tall ass would go over there, but you know what I'm saying? Nah, my nigga, gotta go to the fucking library and go do some research. You know what I'm saying? So then I can make more fucking podcasts and make them more informational, give you some intelligence, or make you refurbish your intellect. I'm gonna get deeper into detail on that. That's gonna be one of my podcasts. I forgot what it's called. Replenish and refurbish your intellect, some shit like that. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get deep into that shit later. But like, bro, just pay attention, bro. Make wise decisions. Go watch that podcast. That's my podcast, my nigga. Diesel the Inventor. Yeah, type that shit in the web, nigga, if you don't know. I'm not a fucking woman beater, nigga. Yeah, I hit a woman, my nigga, but I'm not a woman beater. You know what I'm saying? All right? Don't be labeling me shit because you don't like a decision that I made. You know what I'm saying? I don't label motherfuckers unless it's some real, unless it's true. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you don't have the right to call somebody out their name. You know what I'm saying? They still deserve to be called their name. You know what I'm saying? I'm Deontay, motherfucker. My alter ego is Diesel. You know what I'm saying? I used to call it my nickname because I ain't know shit about alter ego, and I didn't know that I could have one. I didn't even know I had one. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this. I don't know much. Like, you discover yourself, bro. Understand that. I'm about to walk into the door right now, my nigga. Listen. Just pay attention, bro. If you don't like my podcast, bitch, don't play them at all then. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I don't want to hear no fucking negative advice. You know what I'm saying? Look, bitch, if you don't like my shit, you don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Just don't listen to it. That's how I feel. It's straight up no bullshit, no tolerating, none of that shit. If you like me, you like me for me. And you like Diesel for Diesel, Deontay for Deontay. Look, just pay attention to my podcast and what I'm trying to tell you. Without further ado, motherfuckers, I'm out.